thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and you know him as a DIY expert, a blind DIY expert, no less. But Dave Healy is a phenomenal fundraiser, and he's got another challenge starting next year, haven't you?
I love the expert DIY.
I tell you what, say that again, because I didn't have your feather up.
Yeah, I'm going to say I love the expert DIY. Hey, at the minute, I'm touching things and nothing's going wrong. No. I don't know about the expert, but I have a bash at it. But yeah, next year we've got another challenge, mate. It involves the Great Run series, which everybody will be aware of, the Great North Run and a lot of other runs that go on around the country. I'll say around the country, around England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland throughout the year. And we're going to attempt the series. I'm led to believe that no blind person with guides, and the guides being Tony and Gary, we're going to attempt all the great runs. We kick off in Edinburgh in January, and we finish in Ethiopia in November.
Do you know, you said that to me before, and I can't quite get this connection between all the great runs round about the country, and you end up in Ethiopia?
Well, I can only believe, and I will check it all out, actually, but I do believe that Haile Gebrselassie has a lot to do with the Great North Run, or should I say with Brendan Foster, who originated or put together the Great North Run. And I do believe with that connection, they like to finish the last run in Ethiopia. Whether it's the hometown of Gebrselassie, I do not know, but I'll find that out, actually.
Right,
and so I think that's the connection. That is the connection. But yeah, so Edinburgh in Jan, and then we move around the country. We've got them, sort of north. We've got, I think there's four in Scotland, four runs. I mean, they're not all marathons or halves. I mean, the first one's a 5K, and then we've got 10Ks. We've got a mixture of 5Ks, 10Ks, 5 miles, 10 miles, half marathons, and now two marathons thrown in the mix. And but on occasion, like they've just thrown one in August in Aberdeen, where there is a 10K in the morning and a half marathon in the afternoon. So obviously we've got to do them both to qualify. And I do believe there's one, I don't know what the date is, because there's that many dates at the minute, as you can appreciate. And in the same day, there's a 5K, a 10K, a 5 mile and a 10 mile. And I'm thinking, oh dear, oh dear.
So why are you doing it?
This one is something that Gary Donkey, as we know him, me and Gaz have been talking about it for a number of years now, probably in excess of 5 years. And we said, wouldn't it be nice one year to do all the Great Run series? And we just sort of kept discussing. And then, of course, I had challenge after challenge after challenge after challenge. And I said, what would be a great idea? He said, well, I said, well, it's my 60th year, 2017. I said, how about doing it then? So me, Gaz and Tom said, well, why not? So we're going to do it next year. Yes, we're supporting the Albion Foundation. Well, I'm supporting the Albion Foundation, and Gary and Tony, bless them, they, always tend to follow suit in what we're doing. So that's great. But it's the 60th year. It's a series of runs we've wanted to do on a personal level, rather than, just this is a challenge to raise money. So, hopefully it will raise awareness. It will raise a few bob. We've got a couple of people, businesses, commercial businesses on board who are going to sponsor us, or should I say sponsor the foundation, which is lovely. So already it's bringing in a few bob. But it's more personal, and it's, I guess, a celebration for my 60th year, because I'm an old codger now.
I know you had your birthday last week, and you were that busy, we couldn't even talk to you.
Yeah, we're trying to forget them birthdays.
So, I mean, your last challenge was the Sahara challenge.
It was the escape from Alcatraz.
Yes, before that, the last one was the Sahara challenge.
Yeah.
What is the training going to be like for this then? Because this is more like daily life, isn't it?
Well, it is, and this is what's nice about it. The one thing is they throw two marathons in the mix next year, One in Stirling, I believe, in May, and then one, the Birmingham Marathon, in October. So, although really, it's sort of every weekend a kind of a long run for us, a long training run, we am going to have to step up the miles a little bit because, as I say, a marathon in May and a marathon in October, you know, we're not going to be doing it to qualify or to do any fantastic Olympic times, you know what I mean, or break any world records. We're going to be running it comfortably. But basically, it's about starting and finishing. And as we say, if we can do Edinburgh, Jan, do the series of runs throughout finishing Ethiopia, it'll be another first. It'll be a personal challenge for all three of us. And at the end of the day, creating awareness and raising a few bob. So, you know, it covers all of us, covers of all aspects of what we're proposing to do.
And for those at home, why the Albion Foundation? What do they do that you like to support?
Well, the Albion Foundation, mate, is a sort of a charity that I've really took under my wing. I was made an ambassador in 2009, but although it's allied to West Bromwich Albion as a football club, it's a standalone charity all the same. But the Albion Foundation, they support blind football, wheelchair football, a whole host of disability sports or sports with disability. They also support underprivileged kids. They have as recently as 3 years ago, set a little school up which helps kids who couldn't hack it in mainstream school for whatever reason. It could have been bullying or they just couldn't hack it. They allow them, you know, they take them in. And it's just fantastic, mate. And it's not about supporters of West Bromwich Albion because they're really reaching out to other communities now. You know, they've got kids within who support all sorts of teams and all sorts of sports. But what they do, they pull them together, and as individuals, they throw them into this team situation, which helps their confidence, which brings them forward socially. I can't really go on too much about the Albion because I can't explain what they do in the way that I just think that they're fantastic. What they offer, the staff are second to none. There's no 9-to-5 with them. It's a case of they start and they finish whenever. But they are just so with all of the people that they touch and that they organise. And, you know, it's like one big family. And we went to an awards presentation only this Monday. And I'll tell you what, Simon, you walked in the room and you felt the warmth, you felt the happiness. These kids, it's lovely that some of them reached dizzy heights. And, you know, there's been a couple of lads there who've actually played for the Paralympic England squad at football. And there was a team, the Albion wheelchair team. They actually took place in what is the equivalent of the Champions League this season. They come fifth. And, you know, so you've got top jolly players, and then you've got the kids who just love to be a part of a team. You know, they're going nowhere, but my goodness me, do they laugh, do they enjoy, do they feel the camaraderie of a team, and the confidence and the spirit and the social aspects that it brings through. It's just phenomenal, mate. And I sat in that room on Monday evening, and I'll tell you what, there was a tear in my eye because people were so happy. And it's the simple things in life, Simon, that gives these people the opportunity to show that happiness. It's great.
Well, you'll be able to help with that once again. And it'll be nice throughout the year if you're at home and you're thinking, I'd like to go along and maybe take part in one of the races. If it's local, pop along, go and see Dave and give him a bit of support, maybe even join in.
It'd be brilliant, mate, because, I mean, you know, what I'll do, I'll whistle up a calendar of the events and where they are and what they are. But, I mean, people can go on to, I believe it's the Great, yeah, well, it will be the Great Run Series or Nova, which is the company. And all of the runs are there. You know, enter, join, come and say hello. they're there for everybody to take part in. But we just, you know, feel that we would love to do the complete series because I've done a lot of them, but not all of them. And I enjoy what the Great North and what Nova do. They put on some fantastic events, well run, well supported, and again, it's just you know how you feel that you want to do something or there's a need and the Great Run series sort of encourage you onto it. And so I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, before you go, give us your details, how we can keep up with what you're up to.
Indeed, sir. Well, we've set up a Just Giving now. So it is justgiving.com/BlindDave's Great Run Series 2017. There's a mouthful. But if you want to go onto the website, it's Blind Dave Healy. Healy spelled H-E-E-L-Y. BlindDaveHealy.co.uk. Facebook is Blind Dave Healy. And Twitter is @BlindDaveHealy. There's a contact us form on the website, so you know if you want to get in touch and find out any more. But Deb at the moment is sort of busy with everything, and she's finding it difficult to just keep the website up to date at the minute. But hopefully in the next couple of weeks she'll be working busily away at it.
Well, there you go. You should go and keep up with Dave, because I mean you'd be helping out a pensioner nearly.
Most definitely, you know what I mean? And anybody's got a spare disabled rail card, you know, or bus pass that they don't want that I could use in Ethiopia, that'd be absolutely fantastic.
Dave, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend, and it's nice to hear you on the challenge run again. We will catch up with you next week.
Indeed, sir. Look forward to it, mate.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.